morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
At Mueller, we realize customers who choose metal roofing for their home require durability, longevity, and value, like Chris.
I decided on Mueller because when I started asking around, they all said Mueller is by far the best company to deal with. I trusted Mueller because of the reputation that they had, and they surely delivered. It's a dream home. I wanted a good roof on it.
True value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and how a company stands behind their products after the sale. Just ask Glenda.
Mueller helped me to achieve and fulfill the dream that I wanted. It's like a family. We work together. They're interested in your project, and they want to achieve everything that you really wanted in your plans.
At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more assurance, more value from a company in business more than 85 years. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com.
Over the past 20 years, the number of poultry houses in Oklahoma has actually declined up until recently. Arkansas-based company Simmons Foods is currently in the process of expanding its poultry processing infrastructure and is actively recruiting new farmer partners to supply its increased capacity, many of whom reside primarily in northeast Oklahoma. However, since Oklahoma has seen this resurgence of chicken houses, residents in the concentrated area have started to file complaints about related odors and have voiced their concerns about possible water quality impacts that might result from the presence of the barns. Oklahoma Agriculture Secretary Jim Reese.
There has been a rapid expansion, and in some cases, probably neighbors weren't appropriately considered in building poultry farms. There's been water concerns. We're just going to try to get to the facts and just try to work through concerns that citizens have and ensure that this expansion is done without affecting neighbors to the greatest degree possible.
Historically, Reese says in northeast Oklahoma, water has not been something that the state has ever had real problems with, though he does admit that the issue of chicken litter is something that may need to be looked at.
We know everywhere in Oklahoma where poultry litter is applied. We know that. That has to be a report, so we know everywhere that it's applied. But there still are some links in the process where the poultry farms sometimes sell to a broker, and we don't know where that poultry, there's not a complete tracing. I think maybe that might be something that we might look at. But it's not missing that if it's applied in Oklahoma in any watershed, we know it because it's illegal to apply it without taking a soil sample and showing that it is not too high in phosphorus before they apply in the first place. So we do regulate that, and we do know where it's applied. There are some instances where does it go? Does it go to Arkansas, or does it go to Kansas, or does it go to Missouri? We don't always follow that all the way through, and maybe that's something.
Despite the complaints being lodged, though, Reese asserts that there are many positives to this expansion.
There is some economic benefit, and we just need to make certain that personal lives are not affected in an egregious way. And, there are some examples where there just wasn't a lot of consideration to your neighbor. Just being a good neighbor goes a long way.
Since Simmons began recruiting new contractors, approximately a dozen or so new poultry houses have been constructed in the area, with another dozen or more expected to come online this year. New practices are also being implemented to cut down on the mucking of barns. Rather than removing chicken litter after each set of birds, the process can now be done once in a rotation of every 5 to 6 sets of birds. You got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.